common sense. It's not so common anymore.
That's why we need Scott Inez more than ever.
It's time for Inez Says.
Hey there, welcome back to the Inez Says Podcast. I am Scott Inez. As always, appreciate you being here today. Where can you find the podcast? Basically all over the place, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can find it right there on the front page of the WDBO app and WDBO.com. And please join me for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez. We're there every weekday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. And be sure to stream us right there in the WDBO app. Well, now, we've got a bunch to talk about with Brian Kilmeade today. Of course, you can hear Brian every weekday, 9 to noon after us on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 in Orlando. We've got professional pro-Hamas agitators across the country cementing themselves into barricades. We've got National Public Radio under a huge microscope yet again. Let's tackle it all with Brian Kilmeade today here on the Inez Says Podcast. These protesters all over the nation blocking traffic. I tell you what, if I'm on the Golden Gate Bridge, Brian, and I'm late for work or late to take my kid to school, I'm throwing one of those guys off the bridge. Just imagine pro-Trump protesters doing the similar thing. They'd be tarred and feathered and sent to Siberia. What do you make of all these protesters out there blocking traffic in major cities, Brian?
Well, what about our jobs? I mean, it happened. That hasn't happened to me once. It happened to me once when I was in Los Angeles, where there was this incredible accident, and I'm literally hearing, we're going to stay a little longer. We don't know where Brian Kilmeade is. I was going from L.A. to San Diego, the worst feeling ever. But can you imagine you and I, let's say we're doing the afternoon shift, and we give ourselves, let's say, 2 hours to get to 20 minutes. And we get to the bridge, and it's shut down for 4 to 8. Yeah. I mean, we might get fired.
Sure.
So, I mean, with people that have shift work, I mean, you have to get to school. You know, I'm teaching a fourth grade class. You know, I have to get to an airport. You know, if I don't get this flight, I don't go on vacation or I can't get to work. So, I mean, everyone's got, you know, there's very few people who in their life can say, I might as well just sit on the hood of my car for 5 hours. And in Florida, you guys have it right. These people are going to jail and you guys rip them up. And you rip them in Miami, and you put them in jail, and you let them know. I mean, we have the cover of the New York Post today. One of these people who burned the American flag, another was holding Hezbollah. The other guy was spray painting anti-Israeli phrases in subway. One of his comments was, I didn't know graffiti was a crime. And, you know, and they just off in the afternoon with their shorts that are way too tight, with their fat stomachs that are way too big.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there with their gut hanging out, sitting there screaming, death to America.
Yeah.
You know, and while burning an American flag, can you imagine this? I mean, what is going on? You know, what is going on here? And by the way, they were going to do this anyway. This was about protesting tax day in our economy. Please leave the country. This is a free market system where people have an opportunity to experience tremendous success or tremendous failure or a comeback. That's part of the whole situation in America. No guarantees, even though we're doing our best to siphon so much money from all our paychecks. And for example, in California, they're asking rich people to buy homeless people houses. But for the most part, that's our system. If you want a different system, go to a library, look up different countries, and go there. But I have just done with people who don't like the fundamentals of our country.
And now they're using concrete to cement themselves in all over the country. Why doesn't somebody, Brian, do a story on where these protesters are coming from? Who is funding them? Who are they? Do they know anything about the history of the Middle East? And these, like you said, these death to America chants, I mean, we're accustomed to seeing those come from the Middle East and especially Iran since the 70s. But now they're in-house. I mean, even Bill Maher says it's beyond the pale, Brian.
You know, those people give me hope. I don't care if they vote for Trump or the next Republican. It doesn't matter to me. But I think fundamentally, you got to love the country and say, well, here we can make it better. I'm disappointed here and look back in our history. I wish this didn't happen. But in the end, this is my team. I'm wearing that jersey. But these people who have disdain for our country, who never fought for it, who never defended it, in any way, shape, or form, never get back to it, just talk about how unfair it is, and they get paid. I am sure, I think you have a great point. Who is paying these people to take on cops? Who's telling these people to buy this flag and burn in the middle of the day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Who could possibly sacrifice an entire day to block Wall Street or a bridge? If you have any type of you're gainfully employed at all. So I don't know. I am the disdain is wild. And the one thing I love is that so many people who probably never would vote for Trump in a million years or a Republican senator or a congressman, they know exactly who's responsible for this. It is. These are not right wingers. These are people who don't think the Democratic Party is left enough. So good luck with that, guys. Have a great party together.
Well, somebody's backing them. I don't know who it is, whether it's China or whether it's Soros. Somebody is backing them to sow discord. Real quick, I wanted to ask you about the NPR deal with this editor now being suspended for like 5 days or so without pay. I guess I'm surprised that they waited this long. And B, I'm surprised they didn't fire him for insubordination. What's your take here, Brian?
Number one, have you seen this woman, the new CEO of NPR? She's to the left of AOC. And for people, and all her tweets are out there, and they're making a big deal that people are talking about their tweets as if she's being targeted. You're not being targeted. People want to find out what operates you. And from the George Floyd riots, which she supported, to the anti-Trump wing, which is like the squad, she's now going to run that left-wing organization, suspend the one person who stood up and called it out. So it's only going to get worse from here. She's got to get fired. I mean, this guy gets suspended for 5 days, this 25-year veteran editor who says, I'll never vote for Trump, but we need diversity of thought. And I don't know if our listeners need to know, remember, but just so you know, this editor came out and spoke out about why the NPR did not come out and say, hey, the laptop was real. What he said was when it was exposed to be real and was confirmed to be real, which we all fundamentally knew, he said, who cares? It only hurt Trump. It would help Trump if we knew about it, so let's not bring it up anyway. And there was no mea culpa when the Russian hoax was exposed. No one cared. They just moved on. He says, that's not the NPR I joined. That's not the one I listened to. And when this new CEO takes over, they suspend the guy who spoke out while not disputing anything he said. They said he cherry-picked different information. Really? Well, why don't you just look at what he cherry-picked then and try to explain that away? So this is what makes me hopeful. This is so wrong and so obvious to so many people that I think it's going to get fixed. I just think the embarrassment, Katie Couric's the latest one, when people expose their ridiculous school of thought and the disrespect they have for 70 million people in this country, and that number is growing, and the ridiculous case going on in New York City, I just think that people are realizing this is all, pun intended, a bridge too far.
Much appreciation to Brian Kilmeade for coming on the Inez Says podcast today. That's going to wrap it up for the podcast. Join me on the radio every weekday morning, Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.